Mr. Speaker, I rise in opposition to House Joint Resolution 208. This resolution would revoke China's most favored nation status, effective 60 days after enactment. More importantly, this measure runs counter to President Clinton's policy of China. The president's China policy is implemented in his May 28th executive order. This extends China's MFN status from July 93 to July 94, but conditions extension beyond July 1994 on improvements in Beijing's human rights record. The Committee on Ways and Means voted 35-2 to adversely report HJRES 208 in an overwhelming bipartisan show of opposition. The Clinton administration strongly opposes HJRES 208, and I urge my colleagues to vote no on this resolution today. Members who support the Solomon bill will argue that the United States must send a clear message to the Chinese leadership that civilized people find China's behavior in the area of human rights and many of Beijing's foreign policy actions to be unacceptable. I could not agree more with the message. I disagree, however, that passing the Solomon bill is the proper way to send that message. President Clinton's executive order on China is the proper means for getting through to Beijing. The May 28th executive order incorporates the conditions in China's MFN legislation introduced by Congresswoman Pelosi during this Congress and in the past. The president's executive order attaches 7 human rights conditions, including 1 on prison labor, to the extension of China's MFN status beyond July 1994. The executive order also requires that sanctions already in U.S. law be used, if necessary, to ensure that China complies with its commitments on trade and weapons proliferation. In short, the president has heeded the Congress's message on China's MFN extension. Through his executive order, Mr. Clinton has embraced and implemented the conditional MFN policy endorsed by the overwhelming majority of the House members who voted yes on conditional China MFN bills in the past. The Congress and the executive now have the chance to speak with a unified voice on China MFN policy. We need to give the President Clinton China's policy a chance to work before we give up the leverage that MFN affords us. We need to see if the Chinese are willing to recognize and abide by what is proper conduct for civilized nations. If by next June we find ourselves with the same complaints about China's human rights, trade, and weapons proliferation records that we have today, then it will be time to reassess the status of U.S. trade relations with China. For now, we need to work with the president and see how much improvement we can achieve in China's over the next year. I urge my colleagues to support the president's policy and vote no on HJRES 208. I reserve the balance of my time.